The secret power of the pause. Every day you are busy. After a fretful night's rest, you have a to-do list that never seems to end, emails that fill your once pristine inbox, people demanding attention, meetings to attend, clients to serve, pander over a sickly child, worry about tomorrow, handle problems, a report for the boss, and the list goes on. Who's got time to stop and think for a moment? Well, if you don't, you may soon be pausing in a hospital bed, tied to a machine that's beeping and asking yourself why you didn't spend more time in the office. Sorry, strike that, I meant, take a little more care of yourself, and just occasionally, pause. Purpose. If you want to perform at your peak. If you want to be seen as wise, thoughtful, intelligent, and better at your job. Then learn how to pause. Process. This is simultaneously the easiest thing anyone has ever asked you to do, and it is the most difficult. I'll share how this affects your brain, and how it impacts every relationship you have and all communications. Then you'll do it. Payoff. You will be clearer and more purposeful in everything you do. Your relationships will vastly improve and your communications will be way better. It cannot be this easy to fix this. It is. And when you understand what is happening in your brain, you'll see why it works, and, I absolutely guarantee, you can do this. This is not like getting your body fit by going to the gym 6 times a week or training to run a marathon. It's even easier than going to the toilet and takes about the same amount of time. In fact, you can even do this whilst doing your toilet business. In fact, that's a particularly excellent time to practice. We'll start by understanding the root of all your thinking, behavior, and emotions, then I'll show you how you can alter what's happening inside your brain, then we'll do a very quick exercise for you to do it for yourself. From then on, you just use this whenever you need to. The root of everything you do? At the root of all your thinking, every emotion and every single thing you do is the electrical-chemical communication between neurons inside your brain. The electrical activity is measured in the form of brain waves. If you can remember a radio, you'll also recall that you had to tune your radio to the frequency of the station you wanted. Your brain operates along 5 frequency bands, and each band is associated with different types and levels of brain communication. From high frequencies with short wavelengths to lower frequencies with longer wavelengths. For simplicity, we can think of these as fast and slow respectively. 5 brainwave groups. At our highest frequency, we have gamma waves. These are associated with insight, peak focus, and expanded consciousness. If you are currently sharply concentrating on this new information, it'll be gamma waves that are helping you store this learning and associating it with existing knowledge and experience. A little slower in frequency, and we have beta waves. This is the state you probably spend most of your active day, especially in the urban jungle, and are always on society. Fabulously, beta waves allow us to concentrate hard on the task at hand, and they are critical when we read, write, and socialize, but there is a cost in that beta waves can sap our energy and reduce emotional awareness and creativity. Once you get home and relax and reflect quietly, your brain waves slow down to alpha waves. If you suffer from insomnia, anxiety, or obsessive compulsive symptoms, you likely don't switch down to alpha and you need help. If, on the other hand, you keep on socializing, watching fast-paced television, or studying, you are keeping your brain in beta or even gamma state. And that's simply exhausting you. When you nod off into the world of dreaming, you experience theta waves. Interestingly, theta waves are also present when you are in that elusive, brilliant, effortless state often called being in the flow of peak performance. It's that autopilot type state you've been in when driving home on a familiar route, arriving home and wondering how you got there. It's in this state that many people get their flashes of insight or bursts of creativity. Lastly, we have delta waves, which are associated with deep dreamless sleep. Some people can meditate themselves into this state whilst remaining alert and awake. These waves are the source of empathy, healing, and regeneration, hence why deep restorative sleep is so essential to the healing process. Manipulating brainwaves. The biggest issue for most people in this modern, always on, hustle and busyness lifestyle is that we rarely make time to allow our brains to slow down. We get stressed and perhaps anxious, and the mind is whirring away at a fast pace, zapping through energy and leaving the body exhausted. So how do we alter our brainwaves? Any process that changes your perception changes your brainwaves. Our brainwaves change according to what we are doing and how we are feeling. When slower brainwaves are dominant, we can feel tired, slow, sluggish, or dreamy. When higher frequencies are prevalent, we feel wired, hyper, or buzzed. So, change what you are doing, and your brainwaves soon respond. It can take some degree of effort to force yourself to jog when you are feeling sluggish, but it will do the trick. Of course, chemical interventions such as medications or recreational drugs are the most common methods to alter brain function. Beta blockers, for example, commonly used by people like me with serious heart conditions, slow the heart rate, reduce blood pressure, and block crucial chemicals like norepinephrine or adrenaline, terrifically useful in the flight or fight response and memory consolidation. This makes it difficult to lift brainwaves into the high beta frequencies and tougher still getting to gamma waves. One thing that everyone can do is choose to control their brainwaves to a greater extent. Since most people spend most of their waking time in beta state, what is truly needed is to biohack their brain and slow down their brainwaves. Though you can biohack to get into gamma state. And you have two simple choices to start gaining control of your brain and hence, your life. Both of which, by the way, you've been doing since day zero. The first is the easy way, and the second is the easier way. The easy way. Take one deep breath. Bring your full, completely focused attention to your breathing for 2 minutes. Just two to start. You'll get up to seven within a week. Become aware that you are breathing and then pay attention to the process of breathing. Anytime your attention wanders, just bring it back to your breathing. The easier way. Just pause. Find a quiet spot or plug in your earphones and tune into relaxing, restful meditative music played softly. Sit without agenda for 2 minutes. Stare into space or close your eyes. Just remain awake but completely relaxed. Any moment your attention wanders, just wipe it away and go back to nothingness. And you can switch between the easy and easier way anytime you wish. Let's do a practice right now. I'm going to stay quiet for the next 2 minutes. Get yourself comfortable, close your eyes if you can. Shake off all the stress and take a long deep breath, deep into your belly. In through your nose, and out through your mouth. Empty your lungs completely. And some more out. And in deep into your belly. Slowly take in more air, focus only on your breath. Now up through your mouth. And keep going slowly, deeply, and I'll gently nudge you after 2 minutes. Slowly come back into the day. Open your eyes gently, and yes, that was just 2 minutes. This Advantage Guide was created and written by Dr. John Kenworthy. John does coaching for geeks and nerds, developing you with the skills and confidence you need to thrive and be a better leader. Book your discovery call now at leadershipadvantage.com.